The Orange Catholic Foundation is pleased to bring you the following Father Spitzer homily.
Two quick points about this gospel reading. Number one, I think we should take to heart that Jesus is telling, you know, that I am gentle and humble of heart. To take it absolutely literally, because it reflects the first and the third Beatitudes. Poor in spirit means humble-hearted. And the precise word gentle, or gentle of heart, is the third Beatitude. We translate it as meek in the Beatitude. Don't ask me why. Gentle-hearted in this later passage in Matthew, but it's the same Greek word. So take this literally. Jesus is gentle of heart and humble of heart himself. No, he's consummately humble of heart and gentle of heart. The second part is for Americans in the 21st century, we go, what do you mean your yoke is easy? It's a yoke. What are you talking about? I mean, take my yoke upon you. Okay, but what do you mean by it's easy? Jesus comes from a carpenter's background. And so he knows very, very well that you carve a yoke specifically for an ox. Every ox gets its particular yoke. And so it's done in a way that makes it very easy for the ox to pull. There's no rubbing on it. You know, it's a kind of a painless sort of yoke. And it's done very, very specific because all these, you know, every ox matters, right? It's a precious commodity of the family. And so the idea for Jesus is it's just like when somebody says, your crosses are made ideally for you. Those are the crosses that are meant for you. So the main point I just wanted to indicate is that yes, his yoke is easy. He's conformed crosses that we can handle. They're challenging, and they can be really painful. But boy, they're almost meant for us. And I look back on my personal life. I just conclude with this. Blindness was the thing for me. That was a good cross. Get extra benefits keeping me humbled, just like St. Paul. Really great graces for bringing me back to God to see what was really important in life, and a grace I really needed to build empathy with other people. It used to be a little bit, they made me out in my high school yearbook to be, does not suffer fools gladly. And of course, this idea, I didn't want to carry it over into my future life. And it's just been perfect for me. Admittedly, I don't want crosses that might give me psychological pain, or that might impede my thinking ability, or that might impede my ambulatory ability. So God picked a cross that could really get me extra good graces and get me to heaven with a little humility and compassion, but doable, handleable for a guy like Paul who could take on blindness. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to another podcast brought to you by the Orange Catholic Foundation.